Unit 5. Advertising. Lesson 17. 1. Dialogue. Four people in an advertising firm are discussing a future advertising program.
Okay. Our plan is to produce an advertisement for this famous computer, which is supplied by one of China's biggest computer producers, Founder Computer Group Corporation. Any ideas?
I think it would be a good idea to have comments from secretaries and typists who are already using it. Then they can express their satisfaction with the product.
Do you think so? Do you think managers want to read what users think about a new piece of office equipment?
I agree with Bob. I think we should have a picture of the computer and give a description of the product.
I'm afraid I can't agree with you. That's a good way of giving information, but it's not a good way of persuading people. For one thing, it's boring, and people aren't going to read an ad that looks boring. For another thing, one computer looks very like another. People aren't going to remember the name of the product.
So what exactly are you suggesting?
I suggest that we ask users of this machine what they think about it. We can photograph them using it too. Then we can put their comments at the top of the advertisement in big print. We can bring in some humor too. People enjoy reading humorous ads.
The disadvantage with carrying out interviews is that it may take a long time.
No problem. We can do some telephone interviews with our users.
How can we find out who are using these computers?
Easy. I'll ask the company for a list of recent customers.
Lesson 18. 1. Reading Comprehension. Advertising. 1. Advertising is a highly developed 20th century industry. The development of radio, television, cinema, magazines and newspapers has gone hand in hand with the development of advertising. Why is advertising so popular? Is it a waste of money? It has been proved again and again that repeated advertising increases product sales. Since it increases production, the price can be reduced. Therefore, advertising, instead of making a product more expensive, makes it cheaper. What can you advertise? You can advertise products of all kinds, such as shoes or umbrellas, or services like car repairs and travel. In Europe and the USA, political leaders often use recorded TV advertisements to persuade people to vote for them. Besides broadcast advertisements on radio and TV, there are other ways to advertise. Cinema, magazines, and newspapers, for example. Large boards can be used for printed posters, especially near main roads. A sign outside or inside a shop is a form of advertising. Mail or gifts posted by companies to customers is another way of advertising. balloons and light aeroplanes can be used to pull huge signs as they fly slowly over a city. Advertising is now a scientific business. Once managers would say jokingly, "I know that half of what I spend on advertising is wasted, but I don't know which half." Now, all parts of an advertising program are properly measured and researched. How are advertisements made? A company goes to an advertising firm to discuss the advertising of its product. The firm collects as much information as possible about the product and the customers who might buy it. The person at the advertising firm in charge of the matter then holds a meeting. Also present will be a person who thinks up an idea for an advertisement, and a person who will buy space in newspapers or time on TV. There will be a writer writing the text for the advertisement, and a designer who will design it using pictures or photographs and the text. When the advertisement is ready, it is shown to the company. If the company agrees, they may try it out in a small part of the country to see if the product sales increase as a result of the advertisement. If they do, then it will be used throughout the country. If the advertising fails, having no effect on sales, the whole program will be reviewed. Researchers will go out and interview possible customers to find out the reasons for this failure. Lesson 19. 1. Reading comprehension. Advertising 2.
What makes a good advertisement? There have been major changes in advertising in the past 60 years. People read advertisements partly for information and partly because they are interesting. Today's advertisements often start with a question or a puzzle with the purpose of attracting the reader's attention. Of course, most advertisements contain information, but this is usually contained in a text that is interesting and often funny. Humor is very important. Sometimes advertisements tell a story, or the story may be continued over a number of advertisements. However, there is a danger in this. It is possible that the reader or viewer will remember the advertisement, but not the name of the product. There are other dangers. If you are selling your product in a foreign market, you must check that the translation is correct. A company that sold hair cream wanted to say, "X puts life into dry hair." They took some photographs of a handsome actor, and the advertisements appeared on large boards by the side of the road. Nobody bought the product, however, because when translated, it meant, "X puts living things into dry hair." In 1960s, a British car company which made very expensive cars was about to sell its latest car in Germany. However, the company had to change the name of the car at the last moment. A German speaker at the factory pointed out to the sales manager that the British name of the car meant animal waste in German.